The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have seen this story from Italy, a petition there to have the summer holidays shortened. They are too long, too much pressure on parents to come up with things to do and send kids to camp. Too much time without routine and structure. Steve Cummins is with me, the comedian. Jen Hogan, the journalist and Irish Times columnist. Jen, should we be looking at shortening the school holidays in this country?
I'm nearly afraid to answer this. I am. But I think it's actually really difficult for parents to talk about this. But I reckon that yes, we should. I think it's just too stressful for parents. The way the setup nowadays, it was all before we had women at home and we had mums at home and they were there to facilitate long periods of summer off. And like, there are other holidays as well that we have to factor in, the Christmas holidays, the Easter holidays, the midterms, the other break days that are tagged on to bank holidays. All those things put huge pressure on our annual leave. It doesn't add up to the same amount of time off. And I'm not suggesting for a second that schools or childcare, because I know that people can be very upset if that parallel is drawn. And I'm not suggesting that for a second. But you cannot leave minors unsupervised. So obviously it does create a dilemma, because we tend to work around the times that our children are in school. You also have, as was pointed out there, the lack of structure, the lack of activity. They're trying to afford the camps. The secondary school holidays are crazy. I mean, if you have a TY student, they're off in the middle of May. So they're off the middle of May, June, July and August. It's a long time for them to be off. And there's very little for the teenagers to do. And then the younger kids were kind of missing the structure, missing the activity, need somebody to mind them.
So sorry, Jen, you'd shorten both primary and secondary?
I would. I'd shorten both of them.
Good God almighty. Right, yeah, you're all in. 2 foot challenge, go on.
I wouldn't necessarily be dragging teachers back in here, because, you know, I have huge respect for teenagers or teachers. I know how hard they work. I know how vital and important they are to our children. But I do think there's an opportunity there to maybe use the school buildings. I know it's more difficult with the secondary school buildings because of state exams, but to use the school buildings and perhaps do something like sports and drama and music and offer those sort of things to children. Keep them in maybe the buildings for an extra 4 weeks.
Do you know what I don't understand? How nobody, and maybe they have, maybe this exists somewhere in the country, but I haven't come across it. Why nobody's come up with a much longer summer camp than a week? Every parent I know, we spend half the summer talking to each other about what camps the kids are doing and where we can sign them up and whether the space is left on this camp or that camp. And I'm not talking about the US kind of version where they all go off and they live in kind of log cabins in the woods, but kind of a version of that where you collect them in the evening. I think there's a business there.
We do, but I suppose the problem is summer camps really depend on what you can afford, don't they? And a lot of parents can't actually afford the camps. And you're dead right, the hours are completely unsociable. But if we had this brought into schools and we had a situation where music and drama and sport, all the sort of things that, you know, the other aspect to developing children and letting them find a thing that kind of floats their boat. And it doesn't just depend on whether you have the means to offer that to your children. All children get the opportunity to do that. And they get to have fun, because I'm not sure when parents talk about wanting the school year to be longer, they necessarily want children doing more academic things. Again, kids are working hard. They're also tired. There's a lot of focus on education. You know, kids work really hard in school. And then again, when they come home with nonsensical homework, but that's an argument for another day. So it's not that we want necessarily to have them doing more academic stuff, but we need some structure in their life. And there's your opportunity to kill two birds with a stone and offer kids the opportunity to do things that they might not otherwise do, and actually place equal importance on these things, because it isn't just about the academics. It's about every aspect of life and all the other side of things that kind of develop children, and let's find those things that make them who they are.
All right. So says the holiday Grinch, Jen. Steve Cummins is with us. Steve, what do you think? Should we
Did you say Grinch? I was just thinking Jen's house this Halloween is going to be peppered with everything from eggs to shotgun shells. Here's my thing, right? First of all, I don't agree with shortening the summer holidays, especially. I do agree with getting rid of homework. I agree with even getting rid of midterm breaks. But I think the summer is an amazing time for kids. Right now, I am coming from a place where, because of, you know, the comedy career and everything else and the jobs I've done, I never had to worry too much about childcare during the holidays. Now, that doesn't mean I didn't get sick to death of my kids. What doesn't mean that I was like, this is about the time of year you're walking in Tesco or wherever else and you're seeing other parents. And it's like the, you know, the early stage, season two of The Walking Dead, and you're just wrecked looking and you're looking at each other going, two more weeks and they'll be gone again. Right. But summer is an amazing time for kids and the holidays are incredible for them. I mean, that's when they get to go out and explore and play. So, no, I wouldn't agree with shortening the holidays, although I think what Jen put forward there, I think is really, really, really clever. I think that schools could certainly be used, the government could certainly use school buildings and school facilities and school grounds to provide way more activities and fun for kids during the summer. Although, when you mentioned the summer camps there, do you remember, like, I remember growing up, they'd be talking about in America, kids get sent off to summer camp for like 4 weeks and five weeks.
Yeah.
I think we could do that. I mean, you know, we just put up in every village there could be one big large enclosure with a tent in it and everyone chucks their kids in there for 3 or 4 weeks and the parents party and, you know, then we go back to the end of the year.
I'm telling you. Steve, me and you, we're going to have we'll have a conversation after 7 o'clock this evening. I think we've got a business model there, dreamt up live on national radio.
Who isn't going to pay? If I said to you, $2,000 and I'll take your kids away, no questions asked, for 4 weeks, and they'll come back tougher than when they left.
Well, that's right. I'll tell you what, they'll definitely come back different from when they left. That is one thing we will guarantee.
Just think of the swear words they'll have learned. I mean, it's all there for them.
Imagine, I like this idea, though, of the school buildings. Now, I know lots of schools, they need some time in the summer to do things like kind of paint the building and do a bit of patchwork on the wear and tear, and that's understandable. But when they're closed for 3 months, I mean, just using them for 4 or 6 weeks, it does kind of sound like a no-brainer, Jen.
It does. I mean, here's another brilliant idea there, dreamed up on the hard shoulder. We can have schools there to teach them how to play musical instruments and do sport, and then off in your own camp there, they can learn all the swear words.
but Jen, you know what? The reality is, I think in June and most of May, that's all they're doing anyway in the school. You're just afraid now teachers listening to be given out to you.
It's okay. They're always giving out to me anyway, so it won't make any difference. They'll just give out to me more. But I completely accept and I know how hard they work. That's why I'm so slow even to kind of push back against it. But I do think that's also a reason why as parents, it is so hard to push back against the school holidays. Because we are really feeling it, and women feel it particularly because they're the ones more likely to take parental leave and to go part-time or to maybe even step away from work for a while because they're constantly, once their kids go to school, they're wondering, how are we going to manage those holidays? So there is a consequence, particularly for women in that regard. And to get the chance to do activities and do nice things with them, it also, I think, it would change kids' attitudes towards school, especially if it was happening in the school building.
Yeah.
You know, this is a place where we get to have fun as well. It's a place where we get to do the things that we enjoy as well as the things that we have to do. And life is obviously a combination of both. So, no, to me, it sounds like a no-brainer, but I don't think we can continue as we are. I don't think it's sustainable. I think the fact that you are seeing those exhausted parents walking around like zombies in Tesco's, it's not because they don't want to spend time with their children.
Yeah.
It's because they're trying to do everything.
But there's a bit of a class divide thing as well, isn't there? Like, you know, people who are kind of can afford to send them to all the camps, or they can afford to take, you know, unpaid leave for the summer to bring the kids off doing sorts of open farms and beaches and all sorts of stuff all day, every day. Not everyone can.
No, not everyone can. And that's why if it went back to being in the schools and again, maybe government supported, if we were making sure every child had the opportunity to take part in this kind of extension of the school year, but a different type of school year that wasn't put back on teachers, but given children those opportunities to do the other sort of things that also matter. It wouldn't just be a case of those who can afford it get to take advantage of summer camps and those who can't don't. I mean, it's something that we have going on. Like every year we have the same conversations and the same struggles with summer holidays. And yet every year nothing really changes. And we go into it with a sense of dread. And we tend to look back at the past and go, sure, it's brilliant. I remember disappearing off for the day. And I spent all day off my mates. And I only came in when it was time to, you know, have my dinner. And it was grand. But that was when typically there was a parent at home to oversee that. Things are different now. You know, we look back with rose-tinted glass and that's
And loads of people getting in touch saying, you know, ah, parents, why don't you rear and mind your old children like we all used to do? And navigating the summer holidays, that's someone in agreement. It's a total nightmare. If you have no local family, you're goosed. It's an education system, not the child-minding service. Take care of your own kids like we all did when we were younger at that age. Which, listen, everybody is absolutely entitled to their opinion and entitled to send it in. But it's just kind of, and I use this word advisedly because I'm not having a go at somebody who's texted in, but it's kind of ignorant of the reality of modern life. You know what I mean? We can't talk about, on the one hand, isn't the cost of living crisis awful in this country and the pressure people are under to keep a roof over their heads, and at the same time suggest that it is easy for everybody to go back in time to a period when you only needed one income in the house and often mum could just spend the summers at home with the kids. I mean, you can't give out about one and then argue in favour of the other. Anyway, 087 1400 106 is the number if you want to try and do that. Jen Hogan is a journalist and Irish Times columnist. Steve Cummins, comedian. Thank you both very much. The best childcare for kids is Irish College. I went 8 years in a row and the best 3 weeks every summer of my life, and I learned a real graw for Gaeilge. Says somebody, Marion in Churchtown says, government subsidised summer camps promoting healthy lifestyles, water sports, athletics, climbing, introducing young people to activities that the PE school curriculum can't offer, subsidised Gaeltacht courses that are currently only available to well-off families. This would support working families and ease the financial burden summer holidays bring and do wonders for the health and well-being of the nation. It would promote culture and sport. This already exists in principle with summer provision for young people with additional needs. Obviously, it would take a lot of planning and training of facilitators, but it could be revolutionary. Marion, it's a great suggestion.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.